Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's just get the phones up and running. I want. We missed
Two-phase
a call.
Two-phase log says buy a splitter with a male and then get the female to female auxiliary cable.
Whoa.
It seems fairly simple.
Female to female auxiliary cable. Female to female aux.
Hello.
Take this call.
Hello. Who's that?
There's Chris.
Hello, Chris.
You rang the wrong number.
You rang the late night alternative. Is that you were trying to get?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Ian Lee on Twitch.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm all right. What did you want to say to Ian? He's listening. He's just doing some shopping.
Sorry?
I said Ian's here and he's listening. He's just doing some shopping.
Okay, fair enough. I was watching on Twitch and I was wondering if it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You're on it now.
You're on it now, man.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah. Man.
What do you want to talk about then?
I don't know. You called us.
I know, but I was watching it and I used to listen to your radio show before on Virgin and all that malarkey before. And I loved it. And I rang you up once when I was really, really drunk. And you cut me off. And then I'm watching you now on Twitch. The first time I've ever used Twitch. I thought Twitch was something for, like, kids to watch.
Yeah.
People play games and stuff. Like, I didn't know it was all this malarkey. And I was quite impressed. So if I ring up, say hello.
Hello.
And say how impressed I am. You're doing a really good thing. And is there any burning issues we've got to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, are you pissed again tonight? That's the question on everyone's lips.
Well, I've had 4 cans, so not really.
Cans are this big. Have you sobered up since that call 10 years ago?
Yeah, I've sobered up a little bit.
Okay, great. Well, I don't have any burning issues. Catherine, do you have any burning issues?
Yeah, what did you have for your tea?
I had beef stew. Beef and ale stew. Made it myself.
Ale. Now, did you also have vegetables or just more beer?
No, it was... No, it was parsnips and swede and all that, and one 500 mils of beer.
Beautiful. I'm glad you're looking after yourself.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. I had cheese on toast today. I should have made something more substantial like you.
What did you have?
Cheese on toast.
Cheese on toast?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Cheese on toast is Welsh rabbit, right?
No, it's not Welsh rabbit. Welsh rabbit is where you've got beer as well.
Beer?
And... Yeah, you got beer in with a cheese sauce. It's like a cheese sauce with beer.
Beer?
Yeah, of course it is. It's beer.
Do you...
Not all food needs beer.
Welsh... not all foods need beer, but Welsh rabbit has got beer in it.
Welsh rabbit does not have beer in it, you absolute loon.
I bet you a pound it does.
Pound it doesn't.
All right, let's check. Shall I Google it?
We're going to Google it.
Google it.
Catherine's Googling it.
Welsh rabbit recipe.
Beer. The Welsh, they love a drink.
Well, there's no denying
that. I'm saying it's just cheese on toast.
It's not cheese on toast. That's cheese on toast.
Oh.
Oh! Oh, my God!
I hope you've got a pound on you.
How do I get this pound to you?
Mate, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
Let's double or quits. Let's double or quits.
Okay, fine. Double or quits.
Give me another question. Give me another odds on.
How tall is Vernon Kay?
6'4".
Let's see if he's texted me back yet. Okay. He's not texted me back yet. All and right. just to prove, and
it,
make
it
sure
it takes him a while to reach down to his phone. He's quite a tall man.
Just to show you that this is, you can't see his number. Just so you can't see his number, but there it is. I've done bug instead of big.
Yeah, 078.
Whoa, no, not your number, you melt. He was giving out his number.
Don't dox yourself. Don't dox yourself.
Hang on a minute. We can do it whenever we are free. You let us know. We've got an inventor coming on soon. Let's give this guy a call.
Yeah, let's give him a ring-a-ding-ding. Yeah, Worcester sauce, dry mustard, shaker pepper, 4 tablespoons of beer, Guinness or milk. Guinness
Listen to that smug flavour. That smug laugh.
Did you know about the beer, Dredge?
Hey?
Did you know about beer in Rarebit?
I don't like beer. I can't stand it.
That wasn't the question.
No, it don't matter.
Listen again.
Listen again.
Do you know about beer in Rarebit?
No.
Well, you do now. It's got 4 tablespoons of Guinness in it.
Is that nice?
Don't know. I never put Guinness in it. I don't think I've ever made it.
Do you know what I'm eating for my tea, right?
Is it Cliff Richard meeting Elvis?
Is it beans?
It's party rings.
Oh, I don't like party rings.
25 calories per biscuit. That's bad, isn't it? Or is it? I don't know, actually.
Party rings are fun at parties. I think they might be a little bit sombre alone.
Sombre. Yeah. They're very dry. I don't like hard things, apart from the D. I don't like party rings. And I don't...
Well, you're not coming over then.
Good. I'm not coming over your party. And I don't like iced gems.
Blimey, what a strange person.
That's old news.
He was fun at 80s parties.
I tell you what I do like. One thing I love.
Donut.
Oh, yes, man. Absolutely love.
Donut.
Everyone does.
Hello?
Yes.
Who this?
Hello?
What is it that you love? I missed that.
Can you not hear this?
I'll do an impression.
Hang on.
Donuts.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear it. Okay. Is it something rude?
No, it was donuts.
What I wanted to ask you was how the... You had a lecture today, didn't you? You said on Twitter,
about existential therapies. It was good. It's a bit tricky because I had the kids here, so they kept coming in and out, and I found myself kind of drifting off because I just find it hard to focus. Here's something I noticed: there was a large contingent
of
Chinese people,
right?
There's about 700 people there. 100 of them were Chinese. Emails were being exchanged. What do you know about Chinese emails, Catherine?
They're in Chinese.
What do you know about Chinese emails, Dredge?
They're in Chinese.
They're all numbers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it? So it was like, they're about 8-digit numbers, like 4-6.
You mean email addresses?
4-6, that's what I said.
No, you said the email, so I was thinking they were writing in 1-2-3.
4692386691 at... Then it was like a strange, I don't know, CC doc. I don't know what the thing was, the ending was, but they were all numbers. And
Do you think it's their government numbers?
It's quite possibly to do with Chinese lettering, right? Of course, you get typewriters with Chinese lettering on, but often to get one character, you have to do several characters and then it combines it. And also in the international world, Chinese letters would be impossible for the majority of other people to replicate. But I thought that Chinese keyboards had Western letters on as well. So my thought was perhaps it's just numbering is the easiest thing. But then there was another thought that maybe it is a governmental decree.
So...
That's a conversation stopper.
If you are a Chinese person who has an email address and knows what this is, please tell us.
But in English.
Yeah.
I mean, can you write Chinese? Can you write Chinese?
No.
Yes.
C-H-I-N-E-S-E.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dredge.
Hold on.
Oh, I was hovering over the end call button.
Just a minute.
Was there a point?
No, I was just going to ask you about that, like, group you're doing. Is that actually a thing?
Yeah. Why would I fake that?
That would be a cruel trick, wouldn't it?
I just didn't hear anything back, so I just
I'm going to email everybody on probably Sunday evening with the details. Okay, so for those who don't know what Drake is talking about, I'm just switching my heating off because I'm boiling. For the next 4 weeks, 1 o'clock on a Monday, doing a little kind of mental health. Doing a little kind of mental health social gathering on Zoom. If you want to take part, email imnotagrownup@gmail.com. And it'll be an hour. And there will be no solutions. There will be no advice. There will be no cross-sharing. And by that, I mean, if Catherine were to share something about her mum, I couldn't say, yeah, Kath, when you're talking about your mum, I just wanted to say that I think what you should do is.
Mm.
What I could say is, oh, Catherine, when you mentioned your mum, it made me think of my relationship with my mum and how, but you can't. So there's no answers, and I'm not counselling. I'm just kind of hosting it and facilitating it and running it. And I'm going to type up a little script for like the beginning and the end. It will have elements from a 12-step meeting, but it's not a 12-step meeting. There's no God. There's no program. There's no solution. Right? It's more about
venting.
No, it's not actually. I don't know. It's more about identification.
Okay.
Is how I see it. And Pete, everyone,
What does that mean? Sorry, I'm a bit thick. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, by the very act, this is how I see it, Dredge, but this might evolve over time, right? And also I'm aware that once I start it, it's kind of out of my control, although there will be within a strict framework that I'm going to construct. What do I mean by it's about identification? The very fact that you will be in a Zoom meeting with 10, 20, 100 other people who have all decided to come to a Zoom meeting that deals with mental health should hopefully provide some sort of identification that one is not alone, that there are other people out there. Particularly at this time when a lot of us are not seeing many people. I'm really lucky. I see Catherine, I see my kids. And when I go and get my kids, I see my ex-wife. So I see people, whereas some people aren't seeing any. So identification in that. Everyone will be presented with the opportunity to share for a maximum of 3 minutes, depending on how many people are there. If there's five people, then we'll have 6 minutes. But everyone will be offered the opportunity to share for 3 minutes. But the meeting is only an hour long. So if you don't get your share in, maybe you come in a little bit faster next week. And that's it. And people can share just how they're doing and how they're feeling. And if anything massive is pissing them off, they can say that. If they're feeling like shit, they can say that. If they're feeling great, they can say that. I would suggest if they're feeling suicidal, this is not the place for them. And I'm going to say that at the start of the meeting, and we will provide the numbers for Samaritans and AA. But that's it. I'll start the meeting. I will share. I'll invite other people to share. I'll wrap the meeting up after an hour and thank everyone.
So the idea, I'm guessing, is that you hear the similarities and not the differences.
There's something in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds really good. Because I remember this was going to happen once, you know, years ago, several years ago.
I remember you said
something about it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I did talk about it as a men's group. This is going to be for men and women, 18 and over. If anyone wants to come, then imnotagrownup@gmail.com. But I'm committing to it for 4 weeks because it could be a car crash. Could be a car crash, Dredge.
Well, at least you're trying things. I mean, that's the good thing, you know?
Yeah. So, no, what happens in that, it has to be built on trust as well. It has to be built, thank you to Evade. It has to be built on trust, and everyone has to feel that what they hear here when they leave here, let it stay there, right? That you cannot, no one can share what has happened in that meeting. I can talk about what I said. Catherine, if she came, could talk about what she said, but I couldn't talk about what you said. I couldn't even say that you were there.
Mm.
You could say you were there. You could come to me on Twitter because I'm hosting it, so people know I'll be there. You could come to me on Twitter and say, Ian, I really enjoyed that meeting today. Thank you. And then I could engage you about being there, but I still couldn't reveal what you said. But I couldn't say to you, Dredge, hey, Dredge, thanks for in public. Thanks for coming to the meeting today. It was nice to see you there.
Okay.
Unless you'd started that conversation.
That sounds really good. That
Gaffer says you have to set a contract at the start of the meeting. Exactly. I'm going to nick a couple of bits from 12 Steps where we do that. And then it's down to trusting the group, you know, and you have to hope that you can trust people.
Yeah. I like that. It's positive. It's a positive thing, you know.
It's a positive step. It is something that we talked about ages ago on the talk radio show. I believe Ruby Wax does something similar because I heard the start of an interview with her in a podcast. And as soon as I heard that, I stopped listening because I thought, right, this is too close to something that I want to do. And we'll see. So I'm going to commit to it for 4 weeks. Catherine?
Head T Ball, who is in the chat, says, talking to others is such a valuable support mechanism, not to have your problems solved, but to have your experiences validated.
That's it.
And in fact, you can sometimes just talking things through, you can have ideas about how to approach things. I mean, you know, you're not going to have solutions all the time, but it might give you an idea of what to do and where to go. You never know.
Yep, exactly. So we'll see. So I'm going to send out an email Sunday evening to the 20 or so people that have been. I just want to do it all in one go instead of replying to everyone individually. So it will be kind of a blanket email saying, thank you very much. Here's the Zoom link. The meeting starts at 1:00. The room will open 10 minutes before. And we're going to finish at 2:00. And it will finish pretty much bang on 2-3-4 minutes over. But I'm going to be kind of quite strict with it. And I will also be kind of chairing the meeting. And by that, I'll read out the rules. I'll share first. And if anybody is breaking the rules or being inappropriate, I'll politely ask them to stop. If they persist, I'll boot them out. You know, I will protect the room. That's my job.
Yeah, that's really good, man. Well done for doing that. I think it's a good, you know, good move, a very good move.
Thank you. And it's free. It's free. There's no con. There's no hustle. It's just to try and do something to see if it.
It's good. Helps. It's good because you know when you're on Twitter or something, you can't work out what anybody's thinking really.
No.
You get one thing saying, "Oh, I'm in such a good mood today." The next one's like the total opposite. You just can't work out what to think or what to feel because it's so disparate. And, you know, I just think it would be nice to sort of, you know, you hone that down to 20 or so people.
Yeah.
You're more focused. You are more focused.
I just put the email in the chat. I think that's the email address. I put the wrong thing. imnotagrownup@gmail.com. Hang on, I've got it on my phone. I think that's the email.
Why have you called it that? Is it because we all feel like kids, essentially? It's hard to be an adult.
imnotagrownup@gmail.com.
Who was it that said that thing?
There was a quote by a French dude that was, all of us are more miserable than we look, and there's no such thing as a grown-up. And I thought, oh, yes. Yes, there's no such thing as a grown-up.
Can I tell you something? Like that was one of my techniques as a producer.
Really?
I would work out what age I was talking to of presenter.
Okay.
And what I could do to help them.
And may I ask?
About 15.
Wait, that works.
But I have worked with 12-year-olds.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? When you go, okay, I talk to him like he's 12 and I encourage him like I would to a 12-year-old and that works for him. That's what he needs. Whereas Ian needed someone to play with.
Well, a lot of artists are just little kids, aren't they? Really, you know, art.
Listen, all human beings are kids. You just got to work out what age they are.
There you go. I can't disagree with that.
It's sometimes staggering. We used to get people phoning up and there would be, you know, a 60, 70-year-old man. But some of the things they were saying, they hadn't changed their minds on since they were about 22.
Absolutely right, yeah.
And you go, right, okay, I see. And I see what we're dealing with. It's interesting, isn't it? Once you start realising that no one feels grown up. I remember talking to my grandma once, who was 90, and I said, how old do you feel in your head? She said, I don't feel like I'm that much different from when I was 32.
Yeah. And some people, yeah, as you say, they don't change their mind ever.
No.
I'll tell you why. This links back to my call yesterday, actually. My dad went to see Cliff Richard in the 60s, the early 60s. There was the audience was screaming, it was deafening, it was back in the days where the equipment was pretty poor, couldn't really deal with it. He couldn't hear a thing. He never went to another pop concert.
Wow.
That was it. He just thought he couldn't stand the noise. He thought they were all going to be like that.
My mother-in-law was one of those. She got drunk once when she was about 19, never drank again. She would also, there were things she would not eat because she'd eaten them once and it not agreed with her. You just think, well, that was just one day.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Why are you so short today? You're really low down. I've adjusted the shot a bit, and I'm slouching a bit.
I'm still slouching.
You're still very low lows.
I'm a small person.
Catherine, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
Wee.
Which is not wee. That's above average for a woman.
She's wee. I wonder if Verna's got back in touch.
That's not short, is it, really? Dredge?
No, but you do look like you're in Pulp today.
That's always the wish.
Dredge, I'm going to move on. Lovely to talk to you. Maybe see you on Monday.
See you later, ma'am.
Thanks, mate. Take care. Yeah, just send an email. 18 and over, male and female. Again, if you're, you know, struggling, if you're suicidal, I'm going to suggest it's probably not for you.
Yeah, you need something a bit more targeted to what's going on with you. This is more of a share thing.
Yeah, this is more of a share thing. Let me just take this call and then we're going to speak to our interviewer, our guest. Hello.
Hello, mate. You all right, mate?
I'm all right, mate. You all right, mate?
Yeah, all right, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, mate. You all right?
Yeah, good. I just want to say that I didn't read out Vernon Kay's phone number. I didn't see it.
No, you read out your phone number.
No, not my phone. It wasn't my phone. It's numbers that's coming to me. I didn't
yeah, well, the numbers that were coming to you also happen to be exactly the same numbers that I can see on the screen that is your phone.
No.
Yes, mate.
I honestly changed every digit to one plus or one.
You didn't. You said 07852, which is the first numbers of yours, and that's when I cut you off.
Yeah, but I thought you cut me off because I was reading Vernon Kay's phone number.
No, you were. I cut you off because you. I'll read out Vernon Kay's number. I cut you off because you were reading out your number, the pub's number.
Well, I'm very sorry. Reading your, looking off your last thing, your Zoom meeting sounds brilliant.
It will be brilliant.
I've got a message. Hi, Vernon here. I'm 5'9". Thanks. But it seems that's to come bullshit. From it seems to come call. From Lino's phone number. I don't know why the name Lino has come up.
Maybe Lino is Vernon's bubble.
So you still owe me £2.
£2 now.
Fuck? Why the fuck owe him £2? Right,
you owe us £50 for taking your phone number off the internet.
Right, hang on a minute. So we're gonna. Why is that buzzing? There's a cable touching a cable. That's what that is. So when I put that there. I can hear in my other ear.
Yes.
Oh, there's a loose connection there.
that was like one of those lovely videos when the kids get the hearing aids and they can see hear their mummies for the first time. That was.
I can hear, Mama.
I
can hear
videos.
That buzz in both ears now. Oh, I don't need that thing then. I thought it was that that's broken. Right,
it's just that then.
Right, but where's that buzz coming from?
It's not the sort of buzz we like on this show.
Hang on. It's coming because there's a cable touching a cable. That's all it is. No.
There was something.
No. It's the cable touching a cable. Oh, this bloody thing. Oops.
That's better.
Yep. Right. Let's speak to our guest, inventor, Rickard Gunn. Let's see if he's on Skype.
This is great. I love creative people.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I did turn that down for the dude. I can hear him in my ear. It's been bugging me for years.
Have we got the right mic for him?
Oh, we probably haven't got them. Hello, Rickard. I just need to change. Hey, man, I need to change something because my mic never works and... Default microphone 2. We have got the right microphone. Hey, Rickard, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, I tell you how I came across you. Someone, a Guardian journalist, tweeted that you had been in touch with some amazing inventions, right? And I'm going to tell you the one that he singled out because it's my favourite invention. And I thought, I want to speak to this person. I'm amazed at how young you are. I was expecting...
Same. I thought I was expecting an older person.
If you hear an inventor, you think a dude with glasses and kind of big fluffy hair. And we've got an attractive young man with very, very strong teeth.
Having seen your website, I thought we were looking at years and years worth of work. But you haven't got years and years worth of life. How on earth have you managed to fit it all in?
Well, just... I invented a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Using creativity techniques that I've come up with.
Okay. Well, we need some creative techniques. Now, whereabouts, we've been kind of chatting on Skype. Whereabouts in the world are you, Rickard?
I'm in Stockholm, Sweden.
I love Sweden. I have family in Sweden. I love it in the summer, and the greens. You've never seen greens like it. Sweden is some place, man, and the food. Okay, and may I ask how old you are?
I'm 27, but my barber thought I was 17.
Wow, yes. A boy. Well, there is that. You're a boy. Now, the machine that got me, right, that I thought this guy is either insane or a genius, right? And there's a fine line. The Brain Recentering Helmet for Martial Arts. And we're going to put the link for your website in the chat in a minute. A protective helmet, which when you strike to the head, gives you an equal strike to the opposite side of your head, preventing the head from being shaken around in the skull, which is the damaging part of strikes to the head.
Yeah.
That's genius. That's genius.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that, man?
Well, I did some martial arts, and I could always, when I got a strike to my head, I always felt my brain shaking, and I thought how to counter it, and it's just the opposite thing.
May I suggest the way to counter it is to be better at martial arts and you know, get the blocks in, but okay.
I saw one, the blanket of death, although it's a life-saving thing, right? So,
oh, this is great.
The idea is, instead of having smoke alarms or sprinklers, you've got a blanket that's attached to the ceiling, and if there is a fire, it just comes down and smothers the flames.
Yes, exactly. And my ex wanted it to be called the blanket of life, but she's now my ex.
Okay.
And I plan to use it also for forest fires. Like I heard about Australia, for example, with the forest fires there. And I thought it's so silly to try to pour water on the fire when you can just use drones carrying this blanket and come down and smother the entire forest fire.
That would be a big blanket.
Here's it. And we're going to talk about your techniques in it. I just want to pick our favorite ones, right? Anti-fall sole. So, and this is genius.
Is this something that could be handy for me?
Yes, because Catherine slips a lot.
All the time.
Soles on shoes that expand outwardly to the side you are falling to prevent you from falling. Compact and efficient way of saving lives of the elderly.
And me.
And the clumsy.
Count me in. I will have one.
Yeah, about that one, I had a relative who broke his hip, and he died soon thereafter.
Oh, man.
And then I thought, it's got to be a better way to prevent it. And doctors don't really know why you die soon after breaking your hip, but it's something that's extremely common.
So you're 27. When did you start coming up with inventions? Has that always been your thing, or is it kind of a recent development?
I had just turned 23, and I was actually thinking about this invention, the first one I came up with, a spiritual bio-enhancement.
Bio-enhancement?
Yes.
What's that?
That's a technology that brings on the state of enlightenment. So what you achieve through meditation or eating magic mushrooms, then you just bring on this state to everyone at the same time, and then all man-made problems would disappear.
Jeez. I am in.
That sounds a bit like that sexy bomb that they were trying to do.
What's a sexy bomb?
Well, when they were trying to develop other ways of stopping armies, like brown noise and all sort of stuff, there was one, a love bomb, wasn't there? Where it would make everyone
fall in love
with each other, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it was less love and more that,
so,
yeah.
So I have to ask, because were you on drugs when you came up with that? Because, and the reason I ask, not to be disrespectful, I used to take drugs, I don't anymore, but I do remember taking acid, LSD, and thinking, everybody should take LSD, and if we just put some LSD in the water, there'd be no war, because we'd all be looking inwards. Uh-huh. Am I close?
Well, I do a lot of meditation, usually between 2 and 6 hours per day, and then
bloody hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so you came up with what was it called again?
Spiritual bio-enhancement.
I love it. And did it just pop into your head when you were meditating, or how did it come about?
I was actually discussing it with a friend, and I told him about the state I achieved through meditation.
Yeah.
And I told him if there was a technology that would bring this, then you know, all the problems, all man-made problems would disappear. And then I just connected it to the technology and the state, and then I just wrote it down. That's the first invention I ever wrote down.
Now, you wrote it down. Did you make it? Did you make one? Do you know how it would work, or is it just the idea?
It's just the idea so far, but I would like to spread my message and find the people who could sponsor me and invest in my inventions, and then I can have it created. And then when it's created in computer-aided design software, then I will upload it to my website for free so anyone can download it and 3D print it out or start a business and make money with it.
Holy shit. That's amazing. So you're not doing this. You're not doing this to become like Bill Gates or anything. This is the thing, and I did see this on the website. You want to do this to make the world better.
Yeah, basically.
Come on, man. You can't argue with that, can you? Argue with that. Who does that these days? But so haven't made. So do you know for that enhancement? Do you know how it would work? Do you know what the technology would be, or do you need money to kind of work through that?
Well, my thinking is looking at people who take psychedelic drugs or who meditate a lot. Yeah. You would look at their brains, and this has already been done in studies.
Yeah.
And see which parts of the brain is active and which are inactive. And then we would replicate this with some transcranial magnetic current stimulation, basically magnets that shoot electricity into your brain.
Holy shit.
So that we can put this state onto everybody and give out one of these caps that basically puts you into this state to everyone.
Russia wouldn't do it, would they? Russia wouldn't do it.
Some modifications.
Yeah, I don't expect the Chinese.
Again, it could be very handy to them with some modifications.
This is.
Are you worried about them manipulating for evil?
Then I will deal with it.
Yes, man! But not with his karate skills, because he's a little bit not so good on the blocking.
He can do it with his helmet on.
He can do it with his karate helmet. He can do it with that. So how many... Because I was looking through your website, right? And I've posted the link, and I'm going to post it a few more times, and we'll tweet it out as well. And thank you so much for coming on, because it's a real pleasure to talk. We love creative people on this show, and people that perhaps think a little bit differently from everyone else. And you tick that box massively. There are so many bloody inventions on this.
Yeah,
the blanket of death gun, the drive car phone, no work lock.
I like the thing that chews for you.
Catalyst methane cows, no flicker candle, blow up chairs, save space, garlic press scraper. Bang, what's this? Pet tunnel light, a way to prevent your pet from becoming scared while you drive through a dark tunnel through creating an artificial sun that, unlike LED lights, calms your pet. My God, I'm clicking like on that. How many of these bloody incredible things have you come up with?
Over 1,000 so far, and the last 500 in the last year.
Oh. And does it come to you through meditation? When does it, or a dream?
Mushrooms.
I have three creativity techniques that I use.
Go on.
Caffeine. I start slowly and increase it for about 2 weeks, and then I go off it. And with the caffeine, it increases my dopamine, which increases my creativity.
Yeah.
I also do a lot of exercise. A lot of my inventions come when I'm walking.
And I do walk. Yeah. When I walk, I haven't walked for ages because of lockdown and because I'm lazy. But I go for what I call a Zen power walk. And I just go and I walk quite hard and fast. And then I text you with loads of ideas.
This is true.
It's interesting you walk as well. Okay.
Yeah. And the last one is just good loud music that you like. It's efficient.
With respect, I love Sweden. What a country. The music is shit.
What, Roxette?
Are Roxette Swedish?
I think they are, aren't they?
He's a young man. He won't know Roxette.
Of course he will. I'm going to look him up.
What music? What music? I'm being slightly flippant. What music are you listening to when
Swedish?
Okay. What music are you listening to when you come up with ideas, Ricard?
Rock and rap usually.
Okay.
But anything really that I like.
What happens if you combine all three at once? Do you come up with the Godhead, the ultimate idea?
So what do you say?
If you do all three techniques at once, the caffeine, the walking, the rap, is that like just like a, is that, can you even comprehend the idea? It's so powerful.
It's really amazing. It feels great. And when I get an invention, it just feels amazing. And I just want to invent more and more.
Here we go. Bees in massive greenhouses filled with heather flowers or manuka flowers to generate pharmaceutical-grade honey year-round. I didn't know there was a pharmaceutical-grade honey.
Yeah, they have found that the honey that the bees get from certain flowers, manuka honey from New Zealand, and I don't know the English name of the flower, but it's a wild flower in Sweden, and you can get really high-quality honey that's used in medicine.
Catherine, you got one?
I was going to say, you know how expensive manuka honey is.
Oh, manuka honey is like the proper stuff, £400 a jar.
Exactly.
Go on, what's this one, Catherine? The Chew Assist.
Now, this is revolutionary, right? A machine that chews the food in your mouth. So it's in your mouth.
It's a machine that's like an exoskeleton. It makes you chew.
Like false teeth. Great for people who can't chew food. So does it create saliva?
And lazy people
does
again.
It create its own sort of saliva, or is it
no,
stimulate yours?
No, it creates
yours?
Its own saliva when the chewing happens.
Oh, mate.
This one's obvious, right? And the obvious ones are the same
ones. What we all need.
A garlic press scraper.
Yeah.
A garlic press which automatically scrapes off the garlic. Why hasn't that been done before? That's the worst. I don't use the press anymore. I do it with a spoon. Because so much of it gets stuck in the little holes. Mm.
I got one that had a little sort of brush thing that we had to pop the holes through, but it was such a pain. We need this. We need your scraper.
Blanket of death gun, we've done that. There's so many here, Rickard. How much interest have you had in your work?
Very little.
Not
almost none at all. A lot of my friends like it, but I haven't had any... I haven't reached out that much to other people. I just recently started emailing a lot of people, the Guardian journalist, for example.
Well, it's working in that case because he may not have gone with the story.
Yeah.
But I saw, one of our listeners, one of our viewers, because we're on the stream now, and we'll send you the link so you can see this back later. And we'll put this out in a podcast as well. So you can maybe share that if that helps get a bit of traction.
Yeah.
But one of my listeners retweeted the Guardian guy who said, I've just had this email from this guy with these amazing inventions. And the listener said, this guy could be right for the late night alternative with you and Catherine. And normally I ignore those. But I looked at it and I just fell in love with the inventions, man. They're great. So your mailing out might have felt a little bit deflating at your lack of response. But it's worked indirectly because we're here now. We've got 500 people watching now. This will then get watched again and again. It will go out as a podcast, which gets about 5,000 downloads. So hopefully this will get... And if you are listening, dear listener, and you can't see the chat, the website is Rickard Gunn, and that's RickardGunn.org. RickardGunn.org. If you want to go and look at... Oh, God, what's happening there? If you want to go and look at these amazing, amazing inventions. And as you say, we've barely... Here we go. No flicker candle. Now, explain this to me. A device that... Because you were talking about something similar.
Yeah.
A device that counters wind and other reasons the candle may flicker. And that's all you've written. I love it. How would that work?
Don't know exactly, but something that makes
you want some sort of shield, don't you?
Yeah.
Sure. Is it something? Is it a shield, or is it something that if the wind blows, it blows against the wind?
You could use both, either.
I swear to God, right? When lockdown is over, when we get back to some normality, I want. There's so many people that we've met that I want to meet. I want to come and like spend a weekend with you, Rickard, just workshopping ideas, but also reaching out to our followers. To see if that if there's anything that they can do to help actually make something.
I've got a great idea.
Go on.
Well, something like the candle thing. We could throw it out and see if anyone comes up with a way of doing it.
We have some very talented people. Dear listener on the podcast, dear viewer, have a look at these. If there's anything that you think, I can see how that would work. Because we've got a lot of artistic people here and some technical people. You read it and go, oh, yeah, that's obvious. I know how that would work. get in touch, man. Get in touch with us and we can forward it all on to Rickard and see if we can do something. But I mean it, when we're back to normal, I want to come and do a weekend just listening to rap, walking hard, and I'm up for caffeine. I don't do drugs anymore, but I'm up for a caffeine party. And then just brainstorming stuff and seeing what we can come up with. I'm not as... I'm creative, but in a different way to you. And maybe... And you can join us, Catherine. Maybe the three of us together...
Yeah, because I can make stuff.
I can make stuff.
I'm quite good at stuff like that. Zoe Loughlin, by the way, is in the chat.
Hello, Zoe. Zoe Loughlin, who's brilliant.
She says, if anyone in the chat has young people in their lives with a similar bent for invention as Rickard and is looking for great stuff to do at home, check out the Little Inventors program. It's www.littleinventors.org.
Brilliant. Great idea. Zoe is a proper creative person, one of the people listening. Is there anything, Rickard, that this might spark a conversation and someone might hear this that might be able to help. Is there anything that we can do, apart from money? I'm not giving you any money. Is there anything, because I ain't got none. Is there anything that we can do to help you fulfill your dream?
Yes, helping me spread the message, telling all the listeners and all the people following to try to spread my message as far as possible.
Okay. I would like to bestow upon you the title of the Late Night Alternative Official Show Inventor. Do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Listen, this is a popular show. The other night we had 5,000 people watching, which even I can't believe. But we regularly get between 1,500 and 3,500. I would love for you to be the official show inventor, and anything you come up with, anything you feel needs a bigger audience, Rickard, you have got my Skype. You can come on anytime you want. We're on Monday to Friday, 8 till midnight-ish UK time. You can come on anytime you want, and I mean that. If you've got anything that you want to share, or you've had a brilliant idea, or you've made progress, let me know. Just send me a little type in the chat, and we'll get you on.
Yeah, thanks. Sounds
Thank
amazing.
You,
Rickard. It's so nice to talk
it's
to you.
It's a real pleasure to meet you, man. And I'm so glad you're not nuts. because there's always a chance you're going to come on and be a crazy person. But you're so down to earth. You're so sorted. There we go. We've got the link in the chat again. Do people tell you that you must be crazy?
I once had a math teacher. First time I met her, she asked me, I don't know if you're a genius or if you're insane.
It's a fine line. Look at Ronald McDonald. Very fine line.
Look at Dali.
Look at Dali. Look at Davros, the leader of the Daleks. We're going off on a tangent.
I actually laughed and said a little bit of both.
Exactly, man. Never stop being creative, Rickard. And you're probably going to get a load more knockbacks before you get that one door opening up to you. And unfortunately, that's the way it goes sometimes. But people like you are brilliant and make this world a much more exciting place. And I wish you the best of luck. And I mean it, keep in touch. And if there's anything that we can do to help or you want to come back on, just ask, man, and you'll be on at a moment's notice.
And if we get any inventions made up by our chat, we will email them to you so you can see them.
Thanks.
All right.
Best of luck, man. Take care.
Thank
we'll
you
speak
so much.
Soon. Thank you.
Because I saw that.
Thank you.
See you later. Thanks very much.
What a nice guy.
I saw that The Smell of Old Books says, I'm a draftsman and a 3D modelling engineer. I am in.
Go and have a look at his website.
I want you to make some of this stuff.
Wouldn't it be lovely, right, if we could make one of his inventions and send it to him?
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I saw that, and the first thing I did was laugh, because it was fun. And some of the inventions are nuts, but you go, oh, yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, I get that.
The garlic scraper thing could be a cool thing.
I love it.
Fairly
simple. Go and have a look at his website. And yeah.
That's another example, right, of someone who's retained a little bit of childlike wonder.
Yeah.
And is putting it to use.
Yeah. Oh, that's made my day, because I wasn't sure how that was going to go. And 10 years ago, I'd have taken the piss. Old me would have. But now I'm celebrating the fact that there is a 27-year-old Swede out there who sees the world a little bit differently to how I see it.
All he needs to do is make one of those things stick. And he's Steve Jobs. Do you know what I mean?
I love that. What a nice guy. What a nice guy.
No dog walking dude. Not that guy, because that guy, yeah.
What guy?
That one.
No. That was fun. Thank you, Ricard. Enjoyed that a lot. 0203.
Ah, look. Sofa Bum said, as I've got older, I really root for younger people to go for their dreams.
Yeah. The fringier, the better. Go for it. Why not? Like, we're all going to go and work in a bank. Nothing wrong with people who work in banks. You know, but it's a little bit grey compared to that guy. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. We've had some good guests this week.
We really have.
Really strong guests.
Hey, we should do sponsors.
I can't do it right now because I'm playing an advert. I mean, I haven't got to do it every hour because we're on 4 hours now.
Okay.
We see where we are at. I want some phone calls before we kind of do the... Oh, someone phoned me at 5:35. Who's this? Phoning me outside of the show hours.
Not respecting the number.
Hello, this is Gerald. Please can you call me back at 9 o'clock? Or there'll be trouble. Big trouble.
What's calling at 10 to 9? Okay, that's not bad, actually.
I don't particularly like the threat there.
Well, okay, but I don't want any trouble.
I kind of like it.
I don't want any trouble. I'm not up for trouble. By the way, is that my badge?
Hi, sorry I can't take your call right now, but if you're leaving me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Yeah, we called you. Where are you? Nobber. Right. We missed Alistair 49 minutes ago.
Andy Ping says, I'll try the blanket of death. I could do with a new kitchen. Am I right, though? He was like shooting it out of a gun or something.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have to have it installed all the time. Cool, man. That would be ridiculous.
Isn't that funny? That was that loose connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to buy that now because I thought it was that.
Did you already order it?
No.
Well, that's a stroke of luck then.
Hello.
Hey.
Hiya, how's it going?
It's going very well, Alistair. How are you?
Oh, I'm a bit pissed off, actually. But you know,
go on, what's happening? Talk to us.
Oh, I've been up and down this week a lot.
Shagging? So,
unfortunately not.
You're a lift repair man?
Masturbating a lot.
Oh, yeah, but no, you and me. Both, not at the same time, but possibly thinking about each other. I don't know. Why are you up and down, man? Is there a reason?
Well, I've not been looking after myself very well in terms of eating and sleep.
Yeah.
Drinking too much coffee and smoking and all the rest of it. But underlying that is my self-esteem's in the trough again. So I know what to do to kind of get out of that. But sometimes you wish, well, is there any point? And I have thought about suicide this week.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What stopped you?
Just Don't think I've got the guts.
I think the gutsy thing is staying alive. I think that's the gutsy thing. Staying alive. You've got the guts to do that. You've been doing it with respect for quite a long time now. And the world would be a darker place without you in it, my friend. I'd miss you.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd miss you a lot.
I mean, I'm all right now. It's just times, you know, where you get really down and think, you know, why am I here? I don't actually add much to the world,
well,
really.
Well, may I please respond to that?
Go on, then.
Every time I've used drugs recently, I have... One of the things I have thought as I'm coming down from those drugs is, ah, shit, man, what is Alistair going to think of me? That's true. One of the things is, ah, shit, Alistair's going to think I'm a fraud because I helped him and egged him on to go to meetings and I'm here
letting him
coming down.
Down
after a 2-3 day binge on cocaine. I'm letting him down. And I'm not saying that you make me feel guilty. I'm saying that you are an inspiration and someone that I look up to in terms of my recovery. You inspire me to want to get clean and stay clean. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and that's not bullshit. I'm not saying that these are not empty words. I wouldn't bother with empty words. That is true.
I've got one as well, Alistair, if you're up for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're the reason I think that there is hope for anyone who is struggling with an addiction, because you've proved that that guy that we said, do you know what, this isn't working for us, get back to us when you've sorted yourself out, he did it.
Yeah. And I, you know, I do think, you know, that's of my progress. But it's just the 24 hours, really. It doesn't matter how much sobriety you've had.
No.
It's just for the day. And
but break it down into an hour. That's what I did last Saturday. Yeah. When last Saturday was the first opportunity I had since my last use up to have a use up. And it was a tough old day. And I got through it. I couldn't have got through it if I'd woken up at 9:30 and gone, right, I'm not taking drugs today. I don't think I could have got through it. So I woke up at 9:30. I said, right, I'm not going to take drugs between now and 10 o'clock this morning. And then at 10 o'clock, I'm going to renegotiate with myself. And I got to 10. I said, right, I am not going to take drugs until 11 o'clock. Between now and 11, I'm not going to score drugs. I'm not going to text anyone. I'm not going to go and look at porn or sex workers or any of that. I'm just not going to take drugs. Got to 11 o'clock. I said, right, I'm going to make it till 12 o'clock without taking drugs. And then I had to do that all day, man. And by the time I got to about 6, I thought, I've made it. I thought, no. I'm going to do this all day. And I did it until I fell asleep. And it worked. Sometimes the day is too much. And I know I'm telling you this and you know all of this, but it's good to be reminded sometimes.
And sometimes it's about 10 minutes rather than an hour.
Yeah.
I think that, what's scaring me? I mean, you know, I've had the thoughts of having a drink, but I've used the tools of AA to stop me doing that.
Yeah.
What's scary for me is that I'm still stone cold sober, and yet I'm having these really dark thoughts now.
Yeah.
It may be due to lockdown. It may be due to me feeling just sorry for myself, and I need to pull out of it. My stream is helping me a bit, because I feel quite good after it, even though it's, you know, me talking very boring nonsense. But
you're speaking to the masters of that shit, mate, so welcome to our world. Come on sit beside us.
It only feels like boring nonsense because it's coming from you, and it's what you know you're used to, your own thoughts and your own speech patterns and stuff. For other people, your company.
Well, I suppose. Because,
you know, we come on here and we don't think we've particularly done very much. And then other people will say, oh, I like that bit, or that bit spoke to me, or that. You know, it's people take what they need from from these streams, and you do more than you realise.
Nina's asking, what's Alistair's stream? Alison, can we get a link for Alistair's stream in the chat? I'm not going to read what people are saying in the chat, Alistair, but yeah. My suggestion would be for you tomorrow or after the show tonight is to go to about 1 hour and 4 minutes, 1 hour, 3 or 4 minutes, and just read the chat. I'm not going to say what they're saying. I can tell you there's not one negative comment. Go and read the chat. I'm not going to read it because it might be uncomfortable for you to hear the love that is there for you. I suggest you read that and also try and hear it. Really try and hear it. Try and get one of those messages to stick, because it's hard to hear the positive stuff. Right. I know.
I struggle with that too.
Yeah, it's tough. But but there's a lot being said in the chat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to worry people. I'll be fine, you know.
Kill yourself, I'm going to fucking come and kill you. Right?
The other thing I wanted to tell you...
Yes, mate.
...which I'm sure you're aware of, is there's a lot of Neil Diamond stuff on BBC Four tonight, which presumably will be on iPlayer.
Excuse me, sorry, what? What stuff's on... Let's have a little look at BBC Four. Let's see what we got. BBC Four... schedule. You say that as I knew that. No, of course I didn't know that. BBC Four Friday schedule. Let's have a look. Neil Diamond at the BBC is on at 9. A look back at the legendary singer-songwriter Neil Diamond's best BBC moments. 10 o'clock, Glastonbury 2008. 10:30, the Electric Proms. 11:35, the Electric Proms gig is great. From 2010, sings Neil Diamond, Lulu, UB40, Vince Hill, Robert Wyatt, Gladys Knight, Urge Overkill, and The Hollies singing Neil Diamond. Oh, good. There we go. We got that. Oh, man. Well, that's tomorrow. I was going to be playing video games, but I'm going to be watching this, man. Love it.
Anyway, sort of like that. And also,
yes, of course.
Catherine, I want to say I love the Little feature. I think that's brilliant. Your child is inspired.
She's insane, but thank you. I got the yoga mat out for her today and I said, I'm going to do yoga now. She went, yeah, give me a shout when you get to the lying down bits. She doesn't like doing the stretchy bits. They're too hard.
Have you seen the film in Nowhere Boy about Lennon in his early years?
No, I haven't seen it.
Because... it's going cheap on Sky. It seems to have got a good, you know, rating on IMDb. But I just wondered if you'd seen it or not.
I haven't seen that. I've got so many movies to watch. I watched a great
film on Netflix, The Call,
a really creepy Korean horror film with an element of time travel, and I didn't quite understand the ending.
But did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. Good film, The Call. Go and watch that if you want to get freaked out.
All right. Well, look, guys, thanks for ringing back. And, I always take on board what you say. And I'll be all right. I'm like I say, feeling sorry for myself.
Can we time Daddy Dino out for 2 minutes? He's late. First time this week, I forgot it was an 8 p.m. start. Hang on a second. Just stay there, Alice. Show starts. Right, that video doesn't actually say word 8.
It shows starts at 8. Missing.
You're playing those videos. Daddy Dino, mods, not joking, 2 minute timeout.
Alistair, it will pass, and I know it's a cliche, but it will pass. Just keep talking. We appreciate your calls.
Thanks, Catherine. Thanks, Ian. Take care. Have a good show.
Cheers, mate. Tatty bye.
Good night.
Stick it up your bum.
I don't think that's a remedy, but I mean, it passes the time.
Right, this is the guy that wanted the call at 9 o'clock.
Or
let's
else.
Try him again.
Or else. Don't forget the threats.
Let's try. Thank you, Gatford. Good mod. Good mod. There's a good mod. There's a good mod. This guy's a jerk.
Yeah. I think we're being fooled around with. And not in the way we like.
We called. What do you want? What do you want? We called. Billy says, have you heard the Bob Dylan story about the time he went to the wrong Dave's house in Crouch End? Yeah, I think it's apocryphal.
Oh.
You've heard that story, right?
No.
Bob Dylan, so Dave Edmonds, Dave Stewart. Dave Stewart had converted an old church in Crouch End.
Yeah, we went there.
To a recording studio. Yeah. We went there.
See
went
the
there.
Bare naked ladies.
Bob Dylan went round there once. Bob Dylan went round there once. Knocked on the door. Woman answered. I'm here to see Dave. Bloody hell, okay, you come. Took him into the kitchen, a cup of tea. About an hour later, Dave comes home. And Mrs. says, you're never going to believe he's in the kitchen. It's Bob Dylan.
Wants to see you.
No, it's not. Bob Dylan's in the kitchen. Really? Yeah. Went in, Bob Dylan's in the kitchen. What's Bob Dylan doing in there? He's come to see you. Bob, what do you want? I've come here to see Dave Stewart. Oh, God, no, that's a church at the other end of Crouch End. I think it's apocryphal.
But wouldn't it be lovely?
Can I just Can I just be silent? Can you hear this crackle, or is it just us? You can hear it because I can see it. I've got to stop this crackle. I've got to stop it because it's going to drive me nuts. It's all it is a power cable on a cable. So which is the cable going into the computer? It's that one.
Wait, did it stop?
No. I've got. Just let me. Just let me, because this is going to do my nutting. It's touching something it shouldn't be touching.
I could come.
Let me reset the whole thing again. That's it. No. Shoot.
Please hold, caller.
Jesus. That's made it worse. It's the laptop. Right, okay. We got it, it's the lappy. What fun!
Yes.
Okay. Right, we missed a couple of calls. Let's take some calls. Then we're going to do some unbands, and then maybe then I don't know what we're going to do.
Frankly, it's none of your business.
It really isn't. Can't hear any crackling. It's because you're an idiot. I'm the crackle king. Let's I tell you what, let's get Milky Daniel to do our sponsors.
Oh, that'd be good.
When do you have the dates on when?
Yeah.
When we're stopping.
Yeah, because I put them on the invoices.
Okay. Did you send them to me, please?
Yes.
Ed, are you our Ed Swift?
Are you Id?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Daniel, before we let you come on and talk, before we let you come on, we need you to do something for us. Can you do the adverts for our sponsors, please?
So is the range is between 100 quid and 1,000 quid.
Sorry?
And it can be
no.
Per day, per month.
That's
year.
How. Okay. No. That's
so
no.
So you have Abbey Carey, the detox clinic in Scotland.
Yep, go on.
You have the
Yep.
Poseidon's security guards.
Yep.
Poseidon.
Poseidon.
And you have what else? You have the G Law.
Yes.
Yep.
G Law. They are really good because they are muscleated. And they are very good with the family law questions, like going through a divorce, which is always, you know, no one wants a Brexit, isn't it? Like,
yep.
G Law. G-G. G-E Law.
And the crowd say both.
And do you know, what do you know about 34sp.com?
No, there's... I will talk about the website, but it's not my website. It's someone else's website.
Who's...
This is... If you really want to spend money buying a great domain, this is the best for you. 34sp.com. They help you. They have great support. They have a chat room.
A chat room?
Yeah.
A chat room?
You can send email to them as well.
A room to chat in?
Yes.
They have great support. It's really good to buy. It's much better than GoDaddy.
Okay. But can we have a little bit more about Poseidon?
Poseidon. They are the best in Cornwall and in the Midlands. They have dogs. They are... really professional in what they do, and if you don't have Amazon Ring, you can have Poseidon. Like.
Okay, and a little bit more about AbbeyCare, please.
AbbeyCare is great. You go there, like they treat you so well. They are so nice with you. Like you can stay there for 1 month. Like peace of mind, really good.
So chat room and peace of mind.
That's what we all want.
Daniel, you're through. I saw an advert on the television today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the television?
On the bus.
On a television?
Yes.
For a brand new postcode service to make deliveries better.
Really?
Yes.
Is that the what three words?
Yes.
What three words? It was advertised on the actual television. Now
yeah,
that
thing is proprietary, like that's proprietary, and on top of that is clunky, like they have it in different languages and it's not universal like the other one.
Okay, so you still think your cubic
postcodes
is much better because it's volumetric, it's not just surface, it's volumetric, it's universal because you use numbers just like in a telephone number.
Yes.
You can list the cubes of your property. You'll be able to put the augmented reality glass and see the edges of the cubes. They are always in the same place. They are all numbered, and all cubes have 22 digits, so 22 numbers, very easy, telephone number. And the website explains it all, but I will not say the website because you may get mad with me and I don't want to.
I would not get mad with you. You have earned.
I might get
Friday mad. Is the judgment day, so you cannot get mad with me.
We don't get mad.
Friday
we get judgment. Banning.
But do you know this website? It's not my website. It's called
thispersondoesntexist.com. This person doesn't exist.com. What the hell is
that?
I've
seen that. I've seen that.
It's unbelievable. Like, they use artificial intelligence to create faces of people that don't exist.
How do we know they don't exist?
No, they don't. Like,
how do you know they don't exist?
Because it's software.
They are really programmers. It's like this guy in London, you know?
But I know this guy. So this person doesn't exist?
No, it doesn't. It's created artificially.
But how do we know that they don't exist? That could just be pictures.
You have to believe because you can.
I don't believe. Daniel, I do not believe anything I see on the internet.
You can run it trillions of times, and you can have trillions of these people. There are not trillions of.
Well, that's my friend Dom. That's Edgar Wright.
That's Harold Bishop.
Harold Bishop.
You can do that trillions and trillions of times, and there are not trillions humans on Earth.
No, there's not a trillion humans on Earth, but if you did it a trillion times, by the time you got to 683,492,000, you'd have forgotten the first ones. This guy was, wasn't he in the Jam?
Yes! I gave birth to that one.
Who is it? What's going on?
Elton John's sister?
And realize that these people don't exist.
What if I fall in love with one of these people?
No one gets hurt. I get hurt.
I can tell you one thing. If you want to use your advertisement, like the SP, how is it called? The domain register.
34sp.com?
Exactly that. When you can go and register now with them, because we'll be sponsoring the show, you can register this porn doesn't exist.com.
And what? So you're going to make fictional porn?
That escalated.
No, about a stepmom getting stuck in a washing machine.
Or under a coffee table. Those coffee tables are suddenly very heavy, aren't they?
Apparently there's a cat version.
Of what?
This cat does not exist.com.
It could be helpful because this domain may become very valuable domain.
Oh, you can't see it. Sorry. There's an evil cat has come up.
I don't know.
Oh,
look at that
one. It's already registered. No.
How do you know they don't exist? They just could be people's cats.
Oh, yeah.
Lonely God says, can I get thispersonexists.com?
Domain, because in 10 or 20 years' time, it will be a very valuable domain. You can sell it for 10,000 quid. Thisporndoesntexist.com.
Okay. Okay, well, you go and do it.
I'm lazy.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Thank you. Bye bye. So let's go. There's a video here. 0203 286 6370. It's Ginger Ninja. Yeah, anyone can call in. Which cat is that? I bet it's George.
Cats chasing the lasers.
Right, so here we go. Lasers. This is. There's a video of how this works, of what that is. Hello?
Patsy.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. So there's a video of how that works. He did well with the adverts, didn't he?
He did very well. He pays more attention than I realised.
He pays more attention than I do.
Yeah.
Right, so none of these people... Right, can we get to the... video?
Director Z. So the authors are also going to introduce you up to the high-resolution generated image. StyleGAN version 2 is going to restructure the use of adaptive instance normalization,
get away from progressive growing
to get rid of the artifacts introduced in StyleGAN version 1, like these water droplet effects, and then fixed positions of eyes and noses and things like that with respect to generating these images. The authors are also going to introduce a perceptual...
But we've had this for years. I'm going to let you into a secret. Mickey Mouse doesn't exist. But I've seen him. I've seen movies of him. You call that deep fake?
You have small changes in this latent vector Z.
All right, I don't care about vectors. I want to see.
You know what they're doing here, baffling us with science.
Yeah.
What they've actually done is just taken people's pictures off the internet.
I found this video from Robert Luxemburg on the StyleGAN version 2 Reddit page to be really interesting with respect to looking at how the latent space interpolation can be animated.
Oh, man.
If you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're
white. Latent vector
racist. Ah, hello.
And showing how the latent space is so smooth that you can just kind of perturb the latent vector Z and have these smooth transitions from image to image that result in these really interesting animations of the StyleGAN model. This video from one of the authors of the StyleGAN.
I think it would be more important to look at people that do exist.com than people that don't exist.com.
You're right, .com.
We've got so many issues amongst us. Can't we solve those?
What will nobody think of the children.com?
What was that all about? 0203-286-6370. That's this person does not exist.
.com.
Phil, we're making real progress here tonight. Real.
Faux show.
What's this? Hang on. This is callback. Only white people exist. Yeah, but black people do not exist.com.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
You didn't get my message.
Didn't listen to it.
Say it with your face. You're here now.
Yeah, my girlfriend's Tess Daly's mum's best friend's girlfriend, his uncle's sister, said Vernon Kay is 6'4".
Thank you very much indeed. Ooh. Well, that's that sorted. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Low numbers tonight. Very, very low numbers tonight. Everyone obviously is watching the Diamond Spectacular.
Yeah.
Very, very low numbers.
I think
this
might be this stream does not exist.com.
We had 5,000 viewers the other day. Look at that magnificent hour. 5,000 viewers and how they've gone. We've had no response from Vernon. Piece of trash.
It's Friday night.
Danny Wallace has messaged me. I'm not going to ask Danny Wallace if he knows how old.
How tall is Danny Wallace?
I don't want to get involved in that. Oh, hang on.
What we got?
I have that bus driving game. Sorry, I'm just... Oh, yeah. Sorry. If you're new here, drop us a follow, by the way, guys and gals. Drop us a follow. Lots of new folks popping up in the chat, says Pajama Speed. Thank you for pointing that out. If you are new here, drop us a follow. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch by going to gaming.amazon.com. And I say Prime more often than I say Prime. Gaming.amazon.com. Link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch. Then you can subscribe to us for free.
Mm-hmm.
We get a few quid each. This is how we feed our kids. And I have my kids for less than 24 hours and they ate shed loads of food.
We are here every weeknight from 8 o'clock till midnight these days.
Yeah.
For as long as it takes completely frazzled.
We've been earning less money since we started doing an extra hour.
I think maybe familiarity is breeding contempt. And we'll keep an eye on that. But we're here weeknights 8 till 12 UK time. And on the weekends, well, you can just watch the catch-ups. We also have a podcast.
I might do some gaming streams this weekend. I'll be playing a lot of Wipeout this weekend.
There's a lot of stuff if you want to
podcast, yes.
Delve into all the stuff that we've done. Do that. We've also got merch. We've got all the stuff.
Subscribe those. All the things. Subscribe. Click subscribe. Subscribe tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier three. Oh, we didn't do Nail Varnish today. I did fancy it, but I didn't get around to it. Tier three. It's expensive, but you get invited to an exclusive mod and tier three presenter only production meeting. And the previous ones are up on YouTube if you want to see them. Next one, we're not going to record. We're not even going to record them anymore. We're just going to do them. They're going to be private for the people that are tier threes. I'm brilliant at Wipeout. Turn off your Twitch stream, please. If your number ends 120, please turn off your Twitch stream. It's Ginger Ninja. You can call about anything, mate.
And people do.
You can call about anything.
This is Fab Nail Varnish, and it would look equally fab on Ian. This one's like sort of crunchy, this one. Oh, I don't know if you can see it. It's not very neat anymore, but it's an Essie one, and it's I think it's called Beluga or something. You can't see. Black, shiny, twinkly thing. Anyway, there. Do you want to do some judging at some point?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, guys. It's Friday. It means it's time for this. All right. Judge Boyle's
Judgment Day. Ladies and gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Well, Welcome, 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 welcome. You are welcome. We ban people with homophobia, misogyny, racism, transphobia. Ban. Insta ban. Sometimes it's a little bit more nuanced. Maybe they've said something that's offended a mod, but we would think is okay. Maybe they've said something that someone in the chat said something that upsets me, but Catherine could look at it and go, what is even that? Then they just get us on the wrong day. So we ban people. They are able to appeal the ban. And let me just say, since Chances, the streamer, unbanned my youngest for griefing, I'm a lot more generous on the unbans than I have been. Daff, I never really enjoyed it. Anyway, so we have got the... Will I get charged ringing number from the UK? It's just a bloody phone number. Just phone. If you've got minutes, it'll be part of your package. What do you want? I'm trying to set up Judge Boyle.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who is this, please?
I'm Donna. I phoned you once before regarding the Beatles.
Hello, well, Donna from the Beatles.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Judge Boyle has sat down beside me looking resplendent.
Yes, I've been watching you. I tried to phone you and then I got this message. Please turn off your Twitch stream.
Yeah, that was me saying it.
Yes. I'm not very au fait with all this. I'm just getting used to it.
Me too. It's a nightmare.
It is. And I wanted to talk to you online, but I didn't know how to actually type anything in. Do I have to be a member or something?
I think you have to have you have to set up an account, but for free. You just register and then you can type stuff in. But you can use your voice now.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
What would you like to say?
I'd just like to say hello and how's it all going through this lockdown? I've been made redundant.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
No, that's fine. And I'm in a good position compared to millions of others. I was cabin crew for Virgin for 15 years.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's now gone. But I just feel luckily I've got another job with my family's company. But I just feel for so many other people who are struggling. I'm struggling because I'm obviously isolating and it's very lonely. I've got kids, but I only see one of them at the moment because they're all... I think this second or third lockdown has absolutely terrified everybody. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know if it's terrified. It hasn't terrified everybody because there are still idiots out there that think it's a hoax. Idiot Boris Johnson was saying today that there is perhaps evidence that this newer strain is actually more deadly than the previous. I think they should lock down harder. I don't understand why they haven't locked down harder. I do understand money, and they're blaming it on us. I'm less scared than I was 10 months
ago.
Are
you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've been the first lockdown. I stayed in, and I didn't. My kids came and brought me shopping and stuff like that. And then come May, June, I kind of ventured out a little bit and I thought, what's all this about? And I was like free and easy. Yeah, August, went out for lunch, dinners, all the rest of it. Christmas, yes, I mixed with my family at Christmas.
Oh, did you send me a tweet? How do I get to chat with you on Twitch?
Yes,
I don't really look at the tweets while I'm doing this. I'm going to add your name, Donna. Go on, sorry, carry on, I interrupted you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just, I don't know. I just wanted a basic chat about how are you feeling about things?
You got
your kids at home? Are you homeschooling?
My kids are living with their mum, and we kind of share the responsibility. She has them more than I do. I'm all right. I think you want to tell me exactly how you're feeling, because I'm getting the vibe that I hear that you're quite scared.
I'm not scared as such, but I'm staying in to avoid any scariness, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want it all to be over. I want us all to get this vaccination and be done with. It's just bloody boring.
It's boring.
It is boring, but, you know, there's people who are suffering, and doesn't I know
matter.
That.
Doesn't matter. Other people suffering, there's always someone worse off than you, and it doesn't matter. When people, I hate it when people say, "Oh yeah, but there's big y'all, but there's people worse off than you." That doesn't count for. That does not count for anything. In as much as yes, I can feel empathy for those people, but that does not negate how I feel. I still feel shit. Okay, I've got a nice house. I've got a few quid in the bank. I'm still allowed to feel shit. I'm still allowed to be scared.
Yeah,
I'm still allowed to be unhappy. And the fact that there's a kid in Africa that, you know, hasn't got any food, that doesn't make me feel any better, and nor should it.
I can survive. I've got a roof over my head. I can pay for food and heat and everything. But I think about the people, and there isn't been much exposure about people who are really suffering. Like, there must be people who have lost their jobs, who can't afford their mortgage, who can't afford food even. You know, that's shit, isn't it?
Yeah. I heard someone was talking on Twitter about the fact that they'd been given a mortgage payment holiday, right? And they said it was really easy to come by. The mortgage company were really understanding. And then they realised that they had to pay £1,000 when they started repaying.
No.
Yeah. So, and I wonder how many people have not been able to pay their taxes because they've been feeding their kids out of the tax money they put on one side. You know, if you're self-employed, you just got to manage, haven't you? And so, for a lot of people, it's been really, really tough, and the government have given them nothing.
I'm one of the lucky ones. I've got enough to keep me going, but I do feel for people. And luckily, my kids are grown up. I've got grandchildren, etc., etc. So, but you know, I just feel for these families who, mum and dad, have lost their jobs.
Mm.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
It's horrible,
I don't want to bring a downer on it all, but...
Too late, Donna. You killed the vibe, love. Bloody hell. Imagine you on a flight.
The only thing...
I'm joking.
Hey, my sister was Virgin cabin crew for a few years. She loved that job. It's bloody hard work, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I loved it. I was there for 15 years. I took voluntary redundancy in the summer.
Yeah.
So I'm 65 now, anyway, so... I've done my bit.
That was a decent shift, that.
Yeah, I've done my bit.
Most famous person you had on a flight?
Chris Martin.
Bloody Coldplay again.
Coldplay are dominating this show at the moment.
I think you're in the pay of Chris Martin.
Coldplay are dominating this show. We can't get rid of them.
Oh, I love Coldplay, my favourite band.
Did you get his autograph?
Yeah, do you know what?
Good for you.
He was in Upper, obviously.
Of course he was.
So I went and had a little chat. And I,
good for you.
I've been through a divorce about 15 years ago. And it timed when he brought, I don't know if you know their music, but do you know Fix You?
Yes.
Yeah, so that kind of was the song that I used to sing or listen to when I was going through my heartbreak. And I actually said to him, I love your music and Fix You helped me through my divorce. And he said, oh, yes, it's a nice song, isn't it?
Billy asks, did he bring any parachutes with him? Because I think that might have been one of their songs that they'd done.
But the funny thing was, he did come looking for me afterwards for chocolate. And I thought, Gwyneth wouldn't like that, would she?
No. But then she's busy making like eggs to stick up her fanny.
And steaming it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone, Gwyneth. It'll fall off.
That's what she does.
I know. Yeah, I met a few famous people, but he's the one that stood out more than anything.
Good. I'm glad he was a nice bloke.
Yeah. So lovely to talk to you again, because I always listen to you on... the other one.
Thingy Bob, what was it called? I can't remember what that it was place. Called now, yeah. Thank you. Well, listen, Donna, we're here 8 till midnight-ish, Monday to Friday. You're always very, very welcome to call in.
Thank you, and I will.
Good. Take care.
Take care, Donna.
Take care.
We'll get through this. Thank you.
Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.